just between us.
Hey!
Just between us.
Hey!
Hello! I'm Allison Raskin. I'm a writer, mental health advocate, and I had a croissant for breakfast.
I'm Gabe Dunn. I'm a writer, bicon, bisexual icon, and me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Where was yours from?
Starbucks.
Nice.
Where was yours from?
Wendy's Donuts.
Not Wendy's, like the Wendy's Donuts.
Yeah.
They're allowed to do that?
Probably. I don't know.
So I'm allowed to open like McDonald's salads.
Well, Wendy's is a name.
So McDonald's is a name?
That's true. Maybe we've really touched on something.
I open Arby's fresh fruit. That's so silly. What's Wendy's Donuts?
It's just like a small local donut shop. And I had said, John asked if I wanted to have oatmeal, which is what we normally have. And I said, yeah, but what I really want in my heart is a croissant from Wendy's. And then while I was working out, he left without telling me and went and got it for me.
Oh my God. That's so sweet.
It was very sweet and I was very happy. And then I also rinsed off some blueberries and ate those as well.
Hey, not bad.
Grounded breakfast, baby.
Wow, your husband.
My husband coming in, coming through with the goods.
That's really sweet. Aw. Yeah, I tried. Now I'm like trying to have breakfast, at least like a little something. Because I've noticed I noticed my boyfriend goes, hey, have you eaten today? And I'm like, ooh, am I being a grouch?
Uh-oh.
I think I'm like more willing to be like, the world is bad. And then I'll have like one apple and I'll be like, never mind. I can live life again.
But you always have coffee when you wake up.
Oh, yeah.
Big so you'll time. Just have coffee on an empty stomach?
Is that bad?
I think so, yeah.
You're not supposed to have coffee on an empty stomach?
I don't think so.
I'm having maybe too much coffee all day.
That's a thing to think about.
I saw a post where someone was like, how do people who don't drink coffee, how do they do things? Do you just wake up excited for the day normal? And other people are like, yeah, because maybe like you drinking coffee every day has made you dependent on coffee.
Well, I did the other day have a good amount of iced coffee and work was way easier. I was like, well, this is really, I don't want to pull my hair out. This is okay. But then, you know, I have all my stomach stuff. In the last couple of days, I haven't wanted coffee. My body hasn't said, Allison, we can't handle that. No, thank you.
This is like people being like, yeah, I don't know. I just did a bump of cocaine and I was able to hang out all day. Like, yeah, obviously.
This is Just Between Us, a variety show filled with heartfelt advice,
ridiculous games,
and brutal honesty.
Well, now that we're behind a paywall, should we say secrets during this period?
Well, I don't think you quite understand what behind a paywall means.
Like, now we can say whatever we want.
But people could then record that audio and release it elsewhere.
But we could say, that's not me.
That's one of the benefits of AI is that way more deniability now.
Yeah, like we could say whatever we want and people, they could say, oh, that was behind the paywall and they would have to pay to find out.
Oh, yeah. $3 is all that's in between knowing who I last murdered.
Who you last murdered? There was a murder before?
Do you have a secret? Or are you just teasing something you don't even have?
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ. Okay, well, anyway, you can join the Patreon at patreon.com/justbetweenus for $3. That's our low tier in order to get videos and audio. And also you can get merch at justbetweenuspod.com, which, by the way,
oh my God,
someone commented and said that me pushing the merch is working.
But they still said they hadn't ordered it and they weren't planning to order it.
Well, we got orders in the wake of me wearing that sweatshirt, Just Between Us sweatshirt in the video, by the way. We got orders.
Okay.
So I thought, okay, this is what I thought. I saw me wearing the sweatshirt. I said, and then I saw a couple orders pop up. I go, oh, they're definitely ordering the sweatshirt. They were ordering, are you a terrible parent shirt? Which was, I was like, two? You need two? Question mark. What are my secrets? My financial stuff is still shit. And maybe we'll have talked about it already on Bad With Money. So,
oh
yeah, that's a secret that's coming out. Someone commented on the YouTube channel being like, Gabe, now that Gabe's transitioned, they've become chill and cool again. Like they were like saying that I was like that I've like become like a more chill, less annoying person or something.
That's wonderful.
I think that happens to a lot of trans people. I think there's been some people where I've been like, I don't know why that person annoys me. And then they come out as trans and then they transition and I'm like, oh, they're much better now.
Well, I think not just true for transitions, but when people are going through stuff or aren't happy or like, you exactly. know, have issues, the vibe they give off is different, which is something we're going to really dive into in yes. today's episode.
This week's episode is with Steffi Hill, who is a psychic and a medium. She did our charts and it's just amazing. There's like so much. We learned so much. How did Allison and I know each other in a past life?
And I immediately forgot everything she said, but I will get to listen to this episode again and see. But I do remember she said that we both had some good things coming. So that was exciting.
Yeah.
It was good news, which I have to say, it's probably a lot easier to give someone good news than to say like, oh, things are really going to take a turn for you.
Yeah. But I imagine if you talk to the dead, she must have to deliver some bad news sometimes.
Well, why? They're already dead. Okay. And later, we're going to be talking about writing a rom-com because I'm trying to do it and I need some help.
Yeah, well, okay. And Allison's also become quite successful in the space.
Thank you.
Yeah. Up next, we've got an exciting interview with our highly esteemed guest, Steffi Hill. So stay tuned.
Turtles All the Way Down is the acclaimed number one bestseller by John Green, author of The Fault in Our Stars and Paper Towns. Turtles All the Way Down is now streaming on Max. NPR named the novel a, quote, sometimes heartbreaking, always illuminating glimpse into how it feels to live with mental illness. Aza Holmes never intended to pursue the disappearance of fugitive billionaire Russell Pickett, but there's a $100,000 reward at stake and her best and most fearless friend Daisy is eager to investigate. So together, they navigate the short distance and broad divides that separate them from Pickett's son, Davis. Aza is trying. She's trying to be a good daughter, a good friend, a good student, and maybe even a good detective, while also living with the ever-tightening spiral of her own thoughts. Turtles All the Way Down is a brilliant novel about love, resilience, and the power of lifelong friendship. As someone with OCD, it is so wonderful to see OCD represented in an incredible book. I think it is so important that we talk about mental illness, both in our own lives and through narrative. Buy your copy of Turtles All the Way Down in stores today and catch the movie streaming on Max. Hi everyone, Allison here. Anyone who knows me well knows that I love to read. I am always looking for new books, and that is why I am so excited that this episode is sponsored by Book of the Month. Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and to promote the work of emerging authors. It was so fun for me to get to pick which book I wanted to read this month and have it shipped right to my door. Book of the Month makes it easy to decide which book to read next. Each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles. They pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All the books are good, so you can't go wrong. Every aspect of the Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. They have a highly anticipated release at the beginning of each month. Books are delivered in this really adorable bright blue box, and there's a fun app to help you pick your book and track your reading process. They also offer great values on new release hardcover fiction. It's much cheaper than other options. Shipping is always free, and with a loyalty program, you get rewards and even lower prices the longer you stay as a member. My first book from Book of the Month was The Husbands by Holly Gramazio. I am tearing through this book. It is so fun. It's basically about this woman who one day comes home and there's a husband in her apartment, and she's like, where did you come from? And then she figures out that every time her new husband goes into the attic, a new husband comes out, and she's like shuffling through all these different husbands from the attic trying to figure out which one is the best. It is right up my alley and I love it so much. So if you want to take part in Book of the Month and have a brand new book shipped right to your door every single month, go to bookofthemonth.com and get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That's $5 off with code PETALS. I cannot recommend this enough.
Welcome back to Just Between Us. It's time for the juiciest, most scandalous, most controversial segment known to all of podcasting. tough questions.
This week on the show, we have Steffi Hill, an evidential psychic medium and professional astrologer. She loves empowering her audience by sharing spiritual hot topics and collective messages on her podcast, Psychic Scoop. Hello, Steffi.
Hi, I'm so excited to talk to you both. It's a pleasure.
Oh, we're so excited to have you. As I was saying earlier, I'm a skeptic. Gabe is a full believer.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, but Allison's willing to be persuaded.
Yeah. I mean, if I hear nice things about myself, I'm happy to believe that.
God. Okay. But that's not always the case.
I know. So that's, I'm a smorgasbord when it comes to spiritual stuff.
Yeah. Like you definitely believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's interesting. So you just not psychics, just ghosts.
Okay. Here, I'm going to say something I don't want you to feel offense. And I could, this is just my worldview. That's probably very wrong. I believe that the people that actually have these powers don't tell anybody.
A real that's so Raven situation. Wow.
Like, because they're up to stuff and they're like saving the world and they're doing all sorts of things.
Sure.
And we don't know about them.
Okay.
That's valid. That's honestly valid. I get it. And for me, it was like I had no choice because I would be at a restaurant or a bank and I would walk up to someone and be like, did your dad pass? And like, I just had to tell people all the time. So,
well,
I don't
know. What you would do if you had psychic powers, Allison. You would have to tell people.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Tell us this trajectory that you figured this out. Like, is this something that comes in your family? How did this all happen?
Yeah, I mean, like, since I was a kid, I always was just a weirdo, like, spooky. I would go up to my parents and say things about, like, my dead grandma that, you know, nothing I would know about. Like, they lived on Maple Street, right? My parents were like, what? And once they fact-checked, it's like, yeah, actually, they did live on Maple Street. But I was scared of it. I grew up in Michigan, so it wasn't, like, a thing we talked about. And then when I moved to California, obviously, the woo-woo happened. And then I was, like, going into crystal shops and, you know, I was more open about it, so... Then I started palm reading at parties and things like that. And the second I would read people's palms, I would start to get hits, like, you know, things that were I was feeling in their bodies or maybe their loved ones would come through. And then I realized, like, this is something I maybe need to explore. But I mean, for like 18 years, I didn't tell anybody.
What were you not telling people? You weren't telling them, like, if you got a message or if you felt something from them, you were just like, stop, don't tell them.
Yeah, basically. Or I was too scared. Like I was afraid of being judged or whatever. And so when that would happen, weirdly, like I would get really sick. Like I was in and out of the hospital because I think I was kind of suppressing something, you know, that I needed to really express like out in the open. So once I started to really own who I was and not be afraid of skeptics or judgment or anything, I feel like things just started happening and I'm grateful for that. But it is still scary. I mean, like, I don't usually go up to people and be like, hey, like your grandma's here, but the spirit is loud. And then in first dates, it was like awkward AF, you know? But yeah.
Wait, so can we break down like the different terminology? Because in my head, psychic means you can predict the future. And then medium is someone who can like speak to spirits. How do you use the terms?
Yeah, that's such a good question because people are like, oh, you're a psychic and a medium, or you're just a medium or just a psychic. So I actually... Mostly my work is talking to people who have crossed over on the other side, but I do have psychic abilities as well. Like I love to see auras and sometimes psychics can like predict the future. I've predicted babies being born. I've predicted moves and things like that. But as far as like prophetic, like, oh my gosh, there's a big earthquake coming. That is not my skill at all. Like not at all. People will ask me that and be like, oh my gosh, do you know? And I'm like, no, I'm in the blind like everyone else. Like I have no idea what's going to happen next for big events when I'm like, here living a human experience as well, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just kind of hard. I feel like everyone has intuitive gifts, but there are certain psychics who are really good at certain things. And I just happen to be good at like chatting with dead people, but also I'm good at like medical mediumship. Sometimes I've like predicted things that are going on in people's bodies, like things that are off, things like that.
Oh, wow.
Do you think it's that you're just attuned to people's like emotions or vibes or something more, or is that like, is this something someone could learn, or is it something that you're sort of born with and you have to hone, or like where does it come from?
Yeah, that's so good because I feel like everyone is like intuitive, and if you tap into that, I feel like everyone can hone and create like gifts. But if you're just like a naturally empathetic person, you go out to an airport or a crowd or something and you're feeling a lot of energy from other people, I would guarantee you have a psychic gift that needs to be really explored.
Whoa.
Okay, this is blowing my mind. I have a question. So what happens after we die? You must know.
Yeah, I do. well, I do from, you know, like just years of hearing about it. So I don't believe in hell. I don't believe in that. And I was raised religious. So it is kind of an interesting like journey that I've had. But everyone goes to like school on the other side and you learn your karmic lessons. You learn who your soulmates were. And you kind of learn like what in this lifetime you needed to work on. But here's the thing, you have free will as a human. So when you're walking around learning these lessons, you know, you can choose to go a different way. So karmically, you kind of review with your masters and your angels and your guides, like what exactly you need to do for the next go around when you come back down to Earth.
We're going to take a quick break, but stick around.
And we're back.
Okay, so you believe in reincarnation.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And do you remember your past lives?
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. I was a man in the 1930s in New York in my past life.
How did you figure that out?
Past life regression.
Oh.
What is that?
Have you ever had past life hits before?
Like, no, I've never done past life regression, professionally. Like, I've never done that. I'm very interested in it because I got obsessed with this show called The Ghost Inside My Child, which is
never
about,
heard of it, but I need to watch it immediately.
Yeah, it's about kids who are reincarnated. Although some of it, I think, is like, okay, so I'm autistic, and some of it, I think, is just they're like, my daughter is obsessed with the Empire State Building. She must be have been in the Empire State Building. And it's like, babe, I think your kid's just autistic, and that's sort of a hyperfixation. But go off, I guess. But like, some of it is very spooky. Yeah, so I think like I've always been interested in wanting to do it, and a friend of mine and I want to go and do it, but it's like hard to be like who's reputable, you know?
Totally. And I always tell people like referrals are best. Like you want to go to someone who knows someone who validated something that no one else could know.
Yeah.
So that's why like I like to say evidential, because I like to bring up things that like no one knows about or I mean I just relaying the messages from spirit, honestly. But yeah, I mean, reincarnation, what was crazy is when COVID happened, I had a lot of clients coming up to me terrified, like so fearful. And obviously it was a very scary time for everybody. But when we kind of looked deeper, a lot of them died from the Black Plague.
Oh.
So they were getting re-triggered by like this pandemic. I know. Oh. It's wild. It's wild.
I still don't know what past life progression. What is
regression?
Regression. What is that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's basically you go through this guided meditation and it gets you to a theta state, which is kind of like, you know, right before you fall asleep, you're in that little like, you know, hazy area. That's what theta state is. So basically you can have a practitioner walk you through and ask you questions to get you, you know, into your past life. And so you reveal, you know, relationships you have with people. Like, you two for sure had a past life. Like for sure. You like are soulmates 100%. But then you find out your relationships, you find out how you died, you find out fears or phobias, because sometimes there's fears and phobias you have in this life that don't make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. So like you can like go, it's basically like you can revisit the memories of your past life.
Yes, absolutely.
But then once you're out of the state of hypnosis, then you can't access that anymore.
No, you can. It's almost like a dream when you wake up and you're like, wait, okay, you know, something kind of weird happened in that dream, but I remembered it. But past life regressions, you really do like look through your eyes, you look down at your body, you see the body that's not yours anymore. I love that, Gabe, you're like nodding your head.
Yeah, they walk you there, they go like, where are you? Who are you looking at? What are your clothes? Stuff like that.
I wonder like how you decide like what age you would go back to that life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's when I've done it to myself, it's interesting because sometimes I'll go to a brand new life or sometimes I'll go to the same life, but at a different age, depending on what lessons I'm going through right now in my own life.
So is it just random or do you think it's like, okay, well, you needed to learn this, so now you're back in this way or...
Totally. I also say like before you do anything with spirituality, you have to set an intention. Like, okay, I'm going into my past life because I'm ruminating on this relationship, or why do I keep going back to this toxic boss? Is it just because of money? Whatever it is that you're kind of like struggling with, that's always good to kind of set that intention and ask like angels, guides, anyone that you're going through, like, can you please show me why I'm needing to learn this lesson right now?
Who are your guides? Who are your angels?
Oh, everyone has angels and guides. Like you have several. You can have like 10 spirit guides, up to 10, 20, 30. So wow. I personally like know my guides by name. They've shown themselves to me, but you know, both of you, the moment you were born, have spirit guides that were either with you in a past life that know you. It's almost like the parents you wish you had, or like the parents and guides, well, at least for me, the guide you, and they know all your karma, they know all your past life. So they kind of walk you along the way.
Who's in charge? Is this like what, you know, is there like a main god? Is it just like a democracy of angels? What is the hierarchy?
Yeah, that's actually like a legit question that I don't even really know. Because like some people like to say God, the universe, you know. But I feel like it's like you and then your spirit guides and then your passed away loved ones are kind of like grouped in with the spirit guides, right? Because they're guiding you all the time too. And then the angels are like the highest beings.
But eventually, right, your passed away loved ones, according like to your theory, they become someone else.
Yeah, but like time isn't necessarily linear. So I feel like once you pass away and like you all meet in the group together, you all reincarnate in a soul group. So they wait for you to kind of cross over.
Oh, okay.
But there are nice. Some people
because it'd be annoying. Like it's like, oh, I finally get to see my grandma, but grandma's already like a teen boy. You know,
people do meet up in that way. Like you might not know. Like we might be part of a group and we don't know like what that group is or what we were before.
Well, I'm curious why you think we've known each other in a past life.
Well, just vibes in general. I actually feel like you were twins in a past life.
Oh God.
Oh wow.
I swear. There's energy. But what's so funny about your chart, like your astrology chart, Allison, because I just glanced at it. People who are highly skeptical or like have questions usually have Virgo in their charts. And you're a Virgo rising. I don't know if you knew that.
I forget.
We got our charts done like years ago. And we're both Geminis. And I said to Allison, she's like so skeptical. And I was like, you're a Virgo rising in a cap moon. I know it. And she was like, whatever. And then the person came and what were you? Virgo rising, cap moon.
How do you remember that?
Because I was like, I was so vindicated. Because I was like, yeah, there's no way. Because she's always like, we're both Geminis, but we're so different. So it's not real. And I was like, oh, really? Well, the rest of your chart is going to be fucking Earth and Virgo and Capricorn, baby.
That is so spot on.
If you want to hear the rest of this episode, and let me tell you, you do, head over to patreon.com/justbetweenus. And for $3 a month, you can get access to all of our podcast episodes in full ad-free.
You can also get merch for this podcast at justbetweenuspod.com or allisonraskinexposed.com.
Okay, that's it. Tatala T2.
Tatala T2.